as he ought to be worshipped, is with the jungle of different beliefs and different other things out there in society, that we have been chosen to be guided and follow the true way of how to follow our Lord, our Creator. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. As we go on through our life, my dear brothers and sisters, one of the hardest things that me and you or anybody has to deal with is deal with things that doesn't go as how we have planned. People have a big struggle with this. Just right now, when you're coming to Jummah, you probably predicted, you know what, I need 25 minutes to get there. So I arrived there at 1 o'clock. So you probably leave your house at 12:35. If you're coming from work, you leave at whatever time it is. But one extra red light or some construction on the road throws that all off. And now you're 10 minutes off, and now you're like, you're so frustrated in the car. Or whatever you might have, you want to go to this university, and you're stuck on it, and you get the letter, and it says you haven't been accepted. You finally found that apartment, been looking all so long for it, finally got the price range that you could afford, only to the last minute say it's not available anymore. And you're wondering, I wonder if I would have came yesterday. I wonder if I would have left 5 minutes earlier, I wouldn't have caught that light. Wonder if this would have happened, I wonder if that would happen. And so when things don't go your way as you have planned, as me and you have planned, it becomes very frustrating. Some people have a very, very hard time to deal with that. And this falls under the topic of qadr, of destiny, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined everything for us. Alhamdulillah, we have free will. We have decisions to make every single day, as we all know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined certain things for us that maybe was on our agenda, maybe it wasn't on our agenda. And so sometimes it's hard to deal with it when it's not what you really wanted and what you really desired. And how to deal with that, number one, is a very big, and it's probably the main principle, is to know that whatever was destined for you, whether that job you got, whether that person you married, whether you had children or whether you had no children, is that what came from Al-Hakim, the most wise, Al-Alim, the most knowing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained that for you. That it couldn't be no better way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't make mistakes. He's not one second late or 1 second early. That you have to have trust and 100% belief that what happened to you was for the best possible reason. That was written for me for a certain reason. I might know the wisdom of it, or maybe I do not know the wisdom of it. And so what's to really comprehend that and understand that principle will make a world of difference when you're going through things. As one of the scholars that they mentioned, as we go through our trials and we go through this understanding of how do we know whether things are given to us, what is good for us or not, is to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't guarantee to give us what we want. Listen to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't guarantee to give us what we want, but to give us what we need. You understand that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't guarantee to give us what we want when you're making dua, but to give us what we need. It might be what we want coincides with what we need, and we all get happy. Alhamdulillah, thank you Allah for sending me to this college. I really wanted to go there. Alhamdulillah, it worked out. But it could be something that we want is not necessarily what we need. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give that to us. Oh, if you understand that point, you're going to level two now. Because when those trials comes and you say, I really want this and I really want that, you might ask yourself, maybe I really need this, but I do not know. But the Al-Alim, the one who's all-knowing, knows that this is better for me. And that's a principle that's hard to swallow, hard to understand. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Baqarah, where he talks about fighting, he talks about going out into battle. And nobody wanted to go into battle because you're going to risk your life. But unfortunately, that's sometimes in the world of the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's it. You know, there's not necessarily all those peacekeeping negotiations. They're still there. But a lot of time, warfare was the only thing that they had to kind of deal with. You could say even that today to an extent. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, go out and defend. Defend yourselves. Well, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَقْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. One of my favorite ayat in the Quran. or ayah in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, perhaps that you dislike something, but it is good for you. And perhaps that you love something, but it is bad for you. For Allah knows, Al-Alim knows, but you do not know. Subhanallah. That ayah, if you could comprehend that one really good, it makes a difference for the trials you were going through. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, maybe you love this. I want to marry this person. I want to go to this college. I want to work for this company. I want to do this and this and that. This is my plan. This is my dream. I couldn't see it any other way. And then know it, that might not be the best for you. It might not be what you need, even though that's what you want. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah knows what you do not know. And that's true. We're pretty smart, mashallah, alhamdulillah. But what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's going to happen a minute from now, a year from now, all the way up into the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that very, very well. And when we go to the stories of the Quran, this is something that's consistently played out. We see many times the prophets or anyone that's mentioned in the Quran, they go through different trials. Now, when me and you read those stories, we know the ending. So we say, no, it's okay, Ibrahim alayhi salam. It's all going to work out. You're going to build a Kaaba. It's going to be amazing. But when he's told to sacrifice his son, he doesn't know that. Right? But we read the story, so we kind of know the ending. We say, Yusuf alayhi salam, you're thrown into a well. Don't worry, it's all going to be okay. You're in prison. You're going to be the finance minister. I know, I read the story. Don't worry, just have patience. It's nice when you know the end of the story, because you understand what's coming up next. But the thing is, what's tricky between, for us, my dear brothers and sisters, we don't necessarily know the story. We don't know what the ending is. So we have a plethora of examples in the Quran. Maryam alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam was mentioned, Yusuf alayhi salam. Where things are going really, really bad, you might think this is not a very good you know, a scenario for them. But we see what's at the ending. Oh, Allah wanted Yusuf alayhi salam to be the finance minister. He had to be thrown down into the well. He had to be put into the prison for all these dominoes to fall for him to get into that place. So he had to go through that trial. That's what he needed, even though he probably didn't want that. When he went out into the desert and played with his brothers, he wasn't planning that, you know what, I'm going to get thrown down in a well today. He thought he was going to have a good time. That was on his agenda. But things happened differently, different than what he had planned. And we also see this with Yunus alayhi salam. Yunus alayhi salam, we all know without going through many details, we don't have all time to go through all the details of the story. But he finds himself in the belly of a whale. And you might say, you know what, you don't know how long you're going to be in that trial. How long are you going to be stuck in the belly of a whale? You're deep, deep, deep under the ocean. But look at his story, subhanAllah. He ends up making a dua that me and you are benefiting today. Where he says, La ilaha illa an subhanak, inni kuntu minal zalimin. He makes this dua, he makes a supplication that is read on the lips of me and you today when we go through hardships. That he would only make that dua, only what? If he was in where? On an island, sitting at home, having a good time? No, only if he was put in that situation. He needed to be in that situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to put him in that situation so he was able to utter these amazing words, multiple darknesses under the ocean. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, sometimes when we're in a difficulty, when you're stuck behind a red light, and you're like, I wish one more second I would have been able to have gone through. And some of you guys still go through, but anyhow, you're stuck behind that red light. And while you're saying, it's okay, I got a minute left, and it will, you know, it has to rotate the green, and it'll come back to my turn. Okay, one more minute, whatever, I'll deal with it. But sometimes you go through trials, and you don't know when that you don't know when that opening is going to come. You're trying to have children, but you don't know if it's going to be this year, this month, 10 years from now. You want to get married. Is it happening now, this summer, or is that 5 years away? You want to try to get a job, and you're throwing resumes out everywhere, but you're not getting that call back. It's not like the red light. You're going to change after a minute. You're almost guaranteed that, right? This becomes a little bit different. But what most people do when they're in these situations, what do? Just try to find the way out. And that's normal. We don't criticize anyone for that. How do I get out of this situation? How do I get out of this trouble? But sometimes you need to be in that situation because there's a lesson to learn in there. Now, sometimes you need to take a step back. So why am I going through this? This may be some lesson that I'm not learning, I'm not paying attention to. I'm only focusing how to get out, which is okay. But there's a lesson in there. As Yunus alayhi salam is sitting in the belly of the whale, there was a lesson for him sitting there. That this is a supplication. I need to turn where back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I wouldn't, if I would miss that opportunity, I'm missing the reason why I'm stuck in the belly of a whale. And see, we see that sometimes we need to take a step back and say, this trial that I'm going through, there is some benefit. I just need to search on what that is. And Yunus alayhi salam found that. And so when we're going through trials, my dear brothers and sisters, this is one of the things that we have to look and say, you know what, yes, I don't know when the next opening is going to be, but there's a reason why I'm here. And there's something that I need to be kind of pleased with. That maybe there's something that Allah is telling me that I need, even though I want something else. What's connected also, my dear brothers and sisters, when we talk about when we want something and we get the opposite? I don't know about you, but that sometimes gets stuck in your back of your head. You want to buy something, you're going to go to the store and the sale's over. And the whole day and the next day, you're saying, oh, I wish I would have got that. I can't believe I missed it. I was this much late. And it just keeps on pounding. And sometimes it's just, you can't get that voice out of your head. I really wish I would have with this company. I really wish I would have bought this. I could have had this car, but I have this car now. And that one's stuck in my head because that's the one I wanted. But sometimes, like I mentioned, what you need is something that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you to do something different. And there's a beautiful dua. There is a beautiful dua that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. We call this dua istikhara. The dua of, if I could translate this, of choosing between two different things. What is the best choice? There's a salah for that, and there's a dua to read for that, and it's an amazing thing, and I wish I could go over more detail. But there's a dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, that if you have to go through both things, you know, you're deciding, should I go to this college or that college? Should I marry this person or that person? Join this company or join that company? Get this apartment or not get that apartment? Which is better for me? I need your guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you have this dua that we could read. And there's a lot to break down this dua, which we need much more time to read every single line and take points from it. But one part of this dua that I just want to focus on, that really helps when you want something super bad and you're getting the opposite and you're having a tough time dealing with that. That I wanted this and now I'm with this. I wanted that car and now I'm stuck with this one. And it's just pressing on you. The Prophet ﷺ taught us in this dua where he says, "In kunta ta'lam anta hadhal amra sharrun li." When you make dua, you say, oh Allah, if you know that this matter, whatever it might be, is bad for me. Fi dini wa ma'ashi wa aqitab amri. In my deen, in my religion, in my life, and in my hereafter. That even though I want this, but if you know, Ya Rab, because you're al-alim, I'm not alim. And you know this is bad for me in my deen, in my religion, it'll cause me some issues with my faith, in my livelihood, in my hereafter. What does the Prophet say? What do you need to say? Wasrifhu anni. Oh Allah, push that away from me. Push it that it becomes not even an option for me to even choose from. Wasrifni anhu. This is amazing. Oh Allah, and push me away from it. You understand? Push it away from me like it not becomes an option anymore. And push me away from it that I don't even think about this anymore. My mind's not stuck on that only if this would have been the case, I would have had this. And then, وَقْتُرْ لِي خَيْرٌ حَيْثُ كَنْ. Oh Allah, give me good wherever it may be. Give me something that's better. And then the last wording is what I call the golden part of it. Where you say, ثُمَّ أَرْدِينِ بِي. And Allah, make me please with whatever the substitute, whatever that I choose, that you're not giving me, let me be pleased with that. I wanted the Tesla, I got the Corolla. And I'm still thinking about the Tesla. It's been 4 months now. And that's all in my head. Oh, Allah, let me just be pleased with this Corolla. I'm probably saving a lot. And I'm not in debt. So it probably was better for me. And so Allah, just make me pleased with that. That I'm not thinking about that over and over and over again. That alhamdulillah, I got a car. I get to A to point B. And alhamdulillah, I'm alive. oh, Allah, let me just be pleased with that. And my mind is not stuck on this. And I wish I got this watch. And I wish I got these shoes. And you will be on that level forever. And shaitan will just play with your head. This dua is amazing. To ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me be pleased with that substitute. Even though this is what I want. Ya Rab, you're telling me what I need. You're telling me what I need. And let me understand that. And may that be love to me. Ah, that will make a difference in our lives, my dear brothers and sisters. And this is something, subhanAllah, that we could implement. Something the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us and teaching us in this dua, beautiful dua. How do we understand these moments? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us be pleased with what He gives us. أَقُلِ كَوْلِ حَذَا سَخِرُ لَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفُرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمُ. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Last point that I want to remember how, want to mention sorry of how do we deal when things don't go our way. We had a lot of points already. What I want to emphasize is all about perception. Is how do we perceive what we have in our hand, even though we probably want it this way? How do we perceive that? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given multiple things of understanding when things that we don't get as we want, as we have, as things as we have planned, if you will. There was one of the companions came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, which are the people that are tried the most? The people that go through the most trials and tribulations, tests, if you will. Who are those people? So the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Anbiya, the prophets. They got rejected. Their own family rejected them. They got kicked out of their cities. Some of them were killed. They went through a lot of trouble. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, Fa'amthuma fa'amthal fa'amthal. Those that are closer to them and then those that are closest to them in righteousness and piety. They're the ones that are tried the most. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he says, a person is tested according to his deen, according to their faith, according to their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person's religion, their iman, their faith is firm, then their tests are become more. And if their faith is not weak, it's not as strong, if you will, then their tests are not that severe. A person is tried according to their iman, their level. And then the Prophet said that a person will continue being tested on this earth until they walk when there's no sin left on that person. There's a lot of points to be mentioning here. Number one, that those who are going through a lot of tests, one thing I have the honor, I have the beauty, alhamdulillah, well, Dr. Siddiqui probably has much more than me on this and this point here, to deal with the community. Alhamdulillah, see your beautiful faces and deal with your children, with the youth group, and just in general, whether just playing basketball outside or we're talking about a serious matter. One thing you get to see, a lot of things are people going through. Why? Because we're in dunya, so there's a lot of things. Me, you, everybody. And sometimes I see people, subhanAllah, wondering how they're going through what they're going through. And then this hadith, remember this hadith, that you know what, I should be envious of this person. Allah's given you this much trial, this much test. Who are you? You should be on a billboard. I'm not going to put you on a billboard, but your face should be on a billboard. They should be collecting your cards and your shoes and what shoes you're wearing. Because there's a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose you to go through what you're going through. I don't know how your iman is. I don't know what you do at nighttime or how much you pray. But what you're telling me, what you're going through, subhanAllah, I've never heard someone go through that like that before. So this also gives an insight that maybe with the trials we're going through is that Allah knows that our iman is at that certain level. Our faith is at that certain level. If you have a PhD in math, you don't tell him, hey, what's 2 + 2? So what are you talking about? I have a PhD in math. Why are you telling me 2 + 2 for? Give me some calculus. Give me some linear algebra problem. You know, test me, if you will. 2 + 2 is not going to tell me if I really earned that PhD or not. So same thing. If your iman is at that level, you're not going to get a little simple trial. You're not going to bump your knee in the corner of a table. You're going to mind you get something else. And also the Prophet says that what a person will continue getting tested on this earth until they have no sins left on them. meaning that the perception, remember, perception, that what I'm going through right now is also a cleansing for me. That my sins are getting taken out from that trial I'm going through. That helps me a little bit while I'm going through it. It might not make me super smile, but it helps me understand what I'm going through. And the last thing I want to leave you with is a very beautiful hadith. Mentioned in Abu Dawud, where the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that in al-abd idha sabaqat lahu min Allahu manzila. The Prophet ﷺ said that for a person, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes that you have a certain rank, a certain level, whether in status, in piety, or in Jannah, for example. And then the Prophet says, لَمْ يَبْلَقْهَا بِعَمَلِهِ. And that person doesn't reach that level from their deeds. Allah wants you on level 85 of Jannah, but you're on level 50 because of your prayer and what you did. But you haven't got to 85 yet because your deeds aren't that much. You're running short on deeds. So we need to get you higher. We need to get you to 85. You're running short. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ibtalahu Allahu fi jasadihi wa fi malihi wa fi waladi." That since you're running short with deeds, Allah will try that person in their body, with their physical health, in their money, in their wealth. Allah will give you tests within your family and your children. Because they want you to get you up higher, but your deeds ran out. There's no more salah, there's no more sadaqat, you only gave so much. But Allah wants you on this level here, so they're going to give you some trials, what? To pull you up. So the test that you're going through is actually, Allah's trying to get you up to that place that He marked for you, but you ran out of deeds there. So what you're going through is actually a very beautiful process. That Allah wants you higher, so He's raising you up. SubhanAllah, if you think about it that way, when you're going through something, it's a different perspective of what you're dealing with. And I always tell people, the best thing to do is work hard on your deeds so you don't have to be pulled up. Get your salah and get your zakat on, you get your fasting, honor your parents, be in the khidmah and the service of other people, so you're at that level 85, and alhamdulillah, I don't need no test. I made it, alhamdulillah. But if you're running short, and Allah wants good for you, alhamdulillah, you're believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of you here, mashallah. So we have to get you up. Can't give you a free ride. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you go through some tests to get you higher up in that level, alhamdulillah. Then you understand that what I'm going through is, may what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you what you need, not necessarily what you want. You need to get higher, so you're going to get this, there it comes. You want this plan, but you're going to get something else, if you will. And this is something to help us, brothers and sisters, how to digest the troubles and the other things that come through our life here. As all of us will be faced with things right now, the future, in the past, it happened. How do we deal? What is the divine guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us how to deal with this, inshallah ta'ala? At the end, there's a number of individuals we want to make dua for. And of course, first and foremost, our brothers and sisters in Pakistan that are going through this detrimental floods that we all know of. We ask of those who have passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Jannah Firdaus, Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. And please attend the fundraiser tonight to help them, what we can do in our space and our time here. We want to make dua shifa for Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haytham Bundakhji, Brother Bilal Dalati, Sister Rima Dalati, Brother Muhammad Rafiq, Sister Gina Siddiqui, Brother Ghassan Uthman, Sister Istihar Ziyad. And there's two individuals that have passed away, Brother Akram Hussein and Brother Tahir Niazi, whose janazah will be tomorrow here after Dhuhr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give those who are sick shifa, ameen, ya rabbil alameen. Those who have passed away, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them forgiveness and jannat firdaus. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to help us go through our trials, ya kareem, ya rabbil alameen. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us sabr jameel, ya rabbil alameen. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make this a means for us, a goodness for us, and not a punishment for us, ya kareem, ya rabbil alameen. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina azab anar, al-maghfirna wa arhamna. وآفنا واعف عنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا كريم يا رحمن يا رحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيم الصلاة.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salati, hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah, hayya 'alal falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Close up any gaps in front of you. Focus in your salah. Praise it for your last prayer. الله أكبر. سبحانك. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى يذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سبحان الله سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا والحمد كثيرا باركا فيه الله أكبر سبحان ربي العلى سبحان ربي العلى سبحان ربي العلى سبحان ربي العلى الله أكبر أكثر لي وعلي والده الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده ربنا والحمد لله بارك فيه الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان الله الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله أنت السلام